WMFO in Medford. Yes, as Bruce says, it is time for Cover Me. And the cover song that I've chosen for you today is Hold On, We're Going Home. This Drake actually originally recorded this song in 2013. It was hugely popular. This cover is by the band The Wild Ones, one of my favorite bands of 2013, as a matter of fact. This is a fantastic cover. The song in its own right is good. It's a standalone. And also, this thing is available for free download via the Wild Ones SoundCloud page. So check it out. So here are Wild Ones as our Cover Me feature here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
One, two, three, let's go! We listen to everything so you don't have to. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
91.5 WMFO, TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Bopping our way into the third hour of today's show. Thanks for joining me here on a Tuesday afternoon as we work our way through your lunch hour. It's about 19 minutes after the hour of 12. We finished up there with ladies from Sophie Tucker. Got to see them down in Austin for this year's South by Southwest. They're experimental all-pop male-female duo based in New York. They are Sophie Holly, Weld and Tucker Halperin. Been together for a couple years. He started releasing music just in 2016. First two songs released that year was Matador and Drinky, both musical interpretations of Brazilian poet Chacao. I don't even know. The music for Drinky was then used for an Apple Watch ad. These guys have really just started growing, which is, you know, why they probably ended up going down to South by Southwest. That song is called A Woo. It features Betta Lemma on vocals helping out there, and it's from the new EP called Soft Animals. Ivy, The Best Thing from Apartment Life. Lightning Seeds, Pure, No Vacation out of San Francisco from their EP, Amo XO, Beach Bummer. We started off the hour with our Cover Me feature, The Wild Ones, covering Drake's Hold On. We're going home.
At St. Jude, families never receive a bill for treatment, travel, housing, or food, because the only thing a family should worry about is helping their child live.
Because of you,
there is St. Jude.
We have music coming to you in this hour from Maggie Rogers, our Double Down feature artist, The Courtneys, some J-Sum, and also some Jane's Addiction. Quite a variety. Next up is someone else I caught at South by Southwest. Her name is Molly Birch. Relatively new singer-songwriter. She's from Asheville, North Carolina. Recently moved to Austin, Texas. While getting adjusted to her new life in Austin, where she did not know anyone, she wrote this song, Downhearted. It got the attention of Captured Tracks, which is a record company. They signed her on August 16th. They re-released Downhearted in October that year. Then they released a full-length album, Please Be Mine, on February 17th. And this is the one that got it started. Molly Birch, Downhearted, here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
You seem awfully quiet. I can see it in your eyes. You're wanting to be somewhere where you feel more alive. They say the heart grows fonder with every step you take. But as you move away from me, I feel my body break. Where are you gone? Where have you been today? Will you be back tomorrow? Will you be back to me someday? Me.
girls and ladies pass a ruling. The sons and girls go hand in hand. From good stock and the best breeding, paid for by the servile class, who have been told or lie in state to bow down forth and face their fate. Oh, it's easy, so, so easy. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, righteousness did build thy arrow to shoot it straight into their lives. Who would expect the mighty sparrow for their kind, rising up and taking back the property of every man? It's so easy, so, so easy. Trees the jukes to swing, just one blow to scratch the itch. The laws made for and by the rich. It would be easy, so, so easy.
91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. That is the latest from Maggie Rogers. She played at this year's South by Southwest. It's an interesting story on her. She hit internet gold with that single, Alaska. She was featured in a video as a student at the NYU Clive Davis Institute Masterclass. Pharrell Williams was a visiting scholar. Maggie and Pharrell sat and chatted about her new song, and Pharrell was just blown away. The video went viral, and Maggie's song, when I first found it back in June of last year, had like 40,000 spins on SoundCloud, and it's now up to 3.72 million. She's gone mainstream. I've heard her on regular radio, and she got signed by Capitol Records. I'm really happy for her. The Style Council, the whole point of no return from our favorite shop. And Molly Birch got started with Downhearted, which is on her new album, Please Be Mine. Well, it's time for our next feature. It's Double Down. It's when I play two songs in a row from the same artist in the same release. This is the Courtneys. They're three rocking women from Vancouver, British Columbia. They describe their music as slacker power pop, which I think is an awesome way to describe their sound. They released their full-length sophomore effort, simply titled The Courtneys 2, on February 17th. And I happen to have both the album's pre-release singles, which obviously are included on the track, or the album. And this one I'm going to start with, Silver Velvet. And by the way, Courtneys are playing tonight at Great Scott, and they are opening for Jason, which sounds like a great show. And I'm going to be heading there tonight. So this is the Courtneys as their Double Down feature artist on music you might otherwise miss. 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. That is the latest material from Hunn, H-O-N-N-E. They're an electronica-focused duo with a nice dose of soul. They're James Hatcher, Andy Clutterblock, and they're both producers, both writers, and Andy handles the vocals. On that particular track, Somebody That Loves You, they get vocal help from Izzy Bazoo. The new album is called Warm on a Cold Night. Also, then it was the Double Down feature artist, The Courtneys, from their latest release, The Courtneys 2. We heard Tour and Silver Velvet. As I mentioned, they were playing tonight at Great Scott, and they're opening for J-Sum. And I just saw J-Sum in Austin as well. Show was quite busy. She played several locations. I was only able to catch one show, but wonderful stuff. J-Sum is really the, or I should say Melina Duterte is the force behind the band. They just released a new album called Everybody Works in February of 2016. She's quite prolific as well. She released her debut full-length album in July of 2016. Now she's got a follow-up. She's on release. She's really starting to strike it big. So I will see her tonight at the Great Scott. In the meanwhile, though, this is third pre-release single off the album. It's called Baby, B-A-Y-B-E-E. And good stuff from J-Sum here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Music you won't hear anywhere else on the radio. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
We'll be right back.
that'll do it for me for another terrific Tuesday. Thanks for joining me. I had a blast. Hope you had some fun. Hope you got a new song and a deal, because that's the point of this whole process. This is TK for Music You Might Otherwise Miss, saying stay safe, have fun, and be well. I'm going to leave you with a tune from Ash Ryder from the album Ola. This is Ishii. Y'all have a great day, and I'll see you next week.